Changing almost as rapidly as the sales pitches on your social media feeds, food trends. Last fall, bone broth was a thing, steaming up food and diet blogs and seasonal menus and the titles of multiple cookbooks. Before that, it was kale in everything and unexpected spins on poutine. Now the culinary darlings are Hawaiian poke bowls and raindrop cakes. Well, despite being popular in foodie circles and aspirational websites, average Americans make none of the above on a regular basis. To find out what America really eats, you have to look at allrecipes.com. That's what Nicholas Hune Brown found and wrote about for Slate. Nick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So in this sea of online recipe aggregators, All Recipes is the most popular. How popular?
It's incredibly popular. It's the most popular English language food website in the world. Last December, December is usually the biggest month for food websites because I guess people are making Christmas dinner. It got almost 50 million visits, which is the biggest month by any food website ever.
So what are some of the most popular dishes on All Recipes?
There's stuff like baked ziti. There is world's best lasagna has been the number one recipe, or close to the number one recipe for, I think, something like 15 years. There are a lot of dishes that use sour cream. There are a lot of baked goods, sugar cookies, pancakes, things like that. Kind of what, I don't know what you would describe it, sort of regular food.
Homey dishes, it sounds like.
Homey dishes, yeah, exactly.
Did you try to make any?
I did, yeah, I made a few. I made the lasagna, first of all. That's just kind of how I thought about this article in the first place. And then I made a broccoli casserole, which required one can of cream of mushroom soup and a bunch of cheese. And it was, yeah, it was pretty good. I made some slow cooker pulled chicken. Yeah, I made a few things.
I think I'm stuck on cream of mushroom soup. I mean, this was the base for mounds of casseroles that my mother made. So that doesn't sound like something, I don't know, a contemporary dish. How does All Recipes compare with other recipe aggregators? Like, I'm thinking Epicurious or Yumly, you know, that foodies love.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing you notice from looking at the Hall of Fame recipes is that they seem a little old-fashioned. They seem like stuff that I remember from the 80s, certainly, despite the fact that if you're online or if you're looking at different recipe aggregators, it feels like trends are pinging around quickly. In fact, you know, the things we eat, it changes a bit slower. We still kind of like the dishes that our mom made, and we eat the stuff that we enjoyed as kids. So it's a good reminder that trends don't move quite as quickly as you might think.
I was surprised to read in your article that they don't use French words like sauté.
Yeah, I mean, they try to keep things simple. They say stir instead of sauté.
No exotic ingredients. But your article is about this wide gap between how foodie circles in media talk about food compared with how people really eat. Do you think this is a rejection of that kind of dominant foodie culture? Or is something else at play?
I don't think it's a rejection at all. I think it's just kind of an indication of how far away from, you know, the reality of how we live some of the foodie culture and kind of online commentary can get. And that's, you know, it's not a huge indictment of that. You can't just keep writing articles about, hey, everyone's still eating casseroles and everyone still loves roasts. You need something new. It's kind of the nature of the news cycle. But it's a good to remember every once in a while that, yeah, not everyone is making Hawaiian poke bowls or, you know, whatever it is.
Does All Recipes embrace any food trends?
You know, I spoke to someone at All Recipes, and she says that things are slowly changing beneath the surface. Maybe they don't show up on the, you know, top 10 lists of the site, but people are making things with more fresh fruit and vegetables. There's more so-called ethnic cuisine that people are trying. And the thing she did mention as well was that, you know, last year I remember a million food articles about cauliflower being this trendy food. And she says, in fact, that on All Recipes, just below the surface, you can see cauliflower, you know, slowly working its way up the ranks.
Nicholas, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Nicholas Hune Brown, he's a Toronto-based journalist, and we found his article, If You Are What You Eat, America is All Recipes, at slate.com. You'll find a link to read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.